Welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mike.
Angelo.
Anthony.
Severio.
Joey Kashuni came back. First time this season. I love it. Nice to be here. And I think we have someone else there. Come ti chiami tu? What's your name?
Massimo.
Massimo?
Okay, Massimo.
Okay, we're going to assume it's
hello,
him.
Everyone. How's everybody?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. Listen, basketball playoffs is in the season.
We're not talking about basketball. We're talking about F1.
Hockey playoffs. No, because F1. Your question was, how's everybody doing? The sporting world is...
It's going
amazing. Serie A soccer is good. Baseball season
F1.
Started.
F1, let's go.
Champions League.
Champions means, obviously.
Okay, F1. Did you guys like the race?
No.
I like for the two laps.
The first two laps.
First two laps,
I like.
Okay.
That's about it. I think that the month effort, I applaud their effort. But for just for two laps, I don't know. You know, I thought they had a better car, yes, but
not
those
good
guys.
Enough.
They're too
smart.
I think they're finished. They'll never get there. They'll never get
but
there.
They didn't bring any updates, so...
No.
Well,
no.
Okay, hold on.
It was a month effort of resetting this car, okay? Now you got one guy...
No updates, though.
Mike, I'm a bit disappointed that you said that, because ever since we started this podcast years ago, we always had the fiducia in this team that every year they're going to do better.
I didn't
2 years or 3 years down the line.
Hold on a second. I just said this. I said, the month effort, I applaud it, but the result is not there yet. The guy blew him right off the board.
Straight away.
Yeah,
I get that.
So
my argument,
two
my
cars did that. All right,
that's the only two cars,
and that's it.
But Mike, what I was questioning is that you just said these guys. I'm paraphrasing that they have no hope. Mike,
no.
They do have hope.
No, they don't.
Okay.
What is good, what is healthy about the F1, what is really healthy, is that you don't have Mercedes only up there. You got Red Bull. That means that there's possibilities that you could better improve your car, your technology, your engineers, and such.
But
look,
you won't beat them.
Aston Martin, those guys are doing good. Yes,
who cares about Aston Martin? We're
it's not who cares.
Ferrari, no. and we're talking about Ferrari and Red Bull, okay?
Oh, now we're talking about Red Bull, so it's not Tifosi talk anymore. It's Tifosi and Red Bull. No. Then if we're going to stay with Ferrari, we have to say that we have to... Listen, we have to ride the coattails of Ferrari. These guys are good. They will be
Ooh.
Better.
Ooh.
Ferrari. They will be better. They'll be amazing. They'll be good.
They're not. And they will never be.
Oh, Mike, you know, they were champions once, eh? So,
yeah.
Why?
That
why
do
you
good?
Talk like that for?
What?
Okay, but what he's trying to say is that
Jesus,
the improvement
no.
of a whole month was not enough.
Okay, because the other team is a lot stronger. But there's no...
But we still don't even know the potential of the Red Bull.
They're not even pushing it.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Okay, there you go.
Because that's about it. Don't you see?
You saw it today.
The guy is 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And Perez is 17 seconds ahead of them.
Look, even...
I didn't say they're going to win.
No, but even with Russell doing the fastest lap on soft tires... The Red Bull were going to take him if he had to,
the
if they really
tire,
needed
the
to.
Hard tires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Used hard tires. So that's how much speed they have still.
But that doesn't mean there's no, let me talk.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, listen, the way you guys are talking, there's Ferrari has no chance whatsoever.
No, I'm not saying
never
that.
Never it's going to pick up. Never it's going to happen
that.
Because Red Bull is too,
no.
they're God.
Wait,
this is
I
what
hear
I
Frank.
Said.
I want to hear Frank. I want to hear Frank.
What I said.
Yeah, but why are you interrupting me now? I'm talking.
You said they're God. You ended it there, right?
No, he didn't. He was continuing.
I was good.
Okay,
good. Okay, now I ended.
Okay. Well, he said in a month they didn't do anything. But what I told him
I
is that.
I didn't say nothing.
No, they said they improved, but not enough. Okay, but what I said is that they didn't bring any upgrades.
No, Ferrari didn't bring any.
That's what I was explaining to him.
Yeah, but they still made tests on the wind
on
tunnel.
The balance of the car.
It is, yes, and I applauded that. I see that the Ferrari, especially on the sprint and especially on the qualifying, they were good.
Mm.
I didn't say no, but going to race to the race itself, They don't have it. They're not there yet.
Because it's still using up a lot of
tires.
A lot of tires, yeah. I don't understand why we our tires, they degrade so fast.
That's the only problem we have up to now.
No, we don't have the speed.
No, the speed's there. It's just the DRS that we don't have.
The DRS, they're 20 kilometers faster.
8 kilometers.
Yeah, but
8 to 10 kilometers.
But the way they're passing Red Bulls, where they passed the Ferrari, it looked like they were...
Give me 8 kilometers faster. The way
They make it look so easy.
It's like, only normal. You have DRS. Then you even had this, what you call
stream.
It?
The toll. But don't forget that Hamilton was behind Sainz all the race long, and he didn't pass him.
Talking about Sainz, what was his problem today?
He said from the beginning of Friday. Since Friday, he goes, I'm not getting what I want from the car.
Exactly. Is it possible that somebody, that guy is getting it out in the same similar cars? Now,
some people are better on certain tracks, Mike.
But this was Ferrari's track.
No, I mean the driver himself. He's not comfortable.
Look at Paris. How come he was faster than...
Paris was faster.
Last time he was complaining about it. It's all big excuses. And soon he's going to come out. My visor was hitting the nose. I couldn't drive straight. You know what I mean?
Who are you talking about?
Sainz. It's always everything. It's always an excuse. If a guy could manage with his problems, I think you can manage with yours. What was the reason why he didn't catch up to Alonso? I mean, he could have taken that guy with the car he had. I mean, he tried, stayed there, and that's the whole thing. He was fighting with Hamilton.
Well, Alonso passed him because of his mistake, though.
Because of Charles' mistake. Because when Perez pushed him, he pushed him off, and it made Sainz come close to Leclerc, and then he had to try not to hit him, and he was defending, and then that's Alonso, he catches a little sniff of something.
Yeah, but that's professionalism. You have to capitalize on errors that the opposition makes.
Yeah, I'm not making mistakes, but also Alonso brought a good point. I don't know if you guys read this. He goes, Ferrari were lucky.
In the sense
that their tire degradation was not as
much as... The sprint.
As the sprint, and because it was cooler temperature, so it helped them out.
Yeah.
Yes, Miami's the next race is going to be hot.
Yep.
They're not winning.
Yes, but look, you cannot use tires as an excuse because it's the same fournisseur
pour
tout le monde.
So if Pirelli is
doing the tires for everybody,
yeah,
the degradation is going to happen potentially even better. Because even Bottas during the sprint, he complained on the team radio, my tires are melting. I cannot...
Yes,
race it
but
anymore.
That's
the other car. Teams had the same problems
that's
too.
That's the aerodynamics of the car. That does that.
Or is it the driver?
No, it's the aerodynamics of the car.
That's right, Ferrari.
That's why Ferrari's last year had this problem. After France had this problem because they had to change
the floor.
Because thanks to the Formula One, thank you very much for ruining
and Mercedes.
The championship and Mercedes.
I understand what you're saying, but how come Red Bull fixed their problem right away? And Ferrari
at the modifications they put on their floor.
It doesn't matter. Why can't Ferrari do it?
Yeah, but where do you even see any modification on the Ferrari floor? Only thing I see is in the front wing. In the back,
nothing.
I don't see any. Everything that you look on the Red Bull is changed completely. Every race that they come with, they have something new.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How come then they could change whatever they want and then the car performs?
But isn't there a cap that you can't surpass a certain amount? So with all these modifications, aren't they surpassing this cap or this budget, this annual budget?
Depends who does
Who's checking?
Mercedes.
And who's
that's
checking?
All right.
We're going to check at the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
We'll
find out next
taxes.
Year. Who,
and then what's the penalty for that? If they happen to surpass?
Nothing. They're nothing. There's no penalty. The penalty is so light that it doesn't do anything. So at this point, Ferrari should just go over the cap and do what they got to do.
They should like everybody else does.
That's right.
Mercedes did it last year. Who knows how much over the cap they were.
And Red Bull.
And Red Bull.
So the penalty is just a slap in the wrist, it's a luxury tax, that's about it?
It's a wind tunnel time. What the hell does that matter? If you have the best car, did it punish Red Bull in any way, shape, or form this year?
Yeah, but just before you were trashing the regulators from the FIA saying, oh, they're changing the rules, and then it's not beneficial for Ferrari. So then if they're changing the rules...
It wasn't fair what they did, because you did it mid-season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Do it at the end of the year. Next year. It's too bad. You have a problem with your car. That's your problem. It's not my problem. But this year, because of that it started after France last year, now it's punishing Ferrari. It takes longer for them to do what for some reason, do what they have to do. And Red Bull that went over the cap the previous year got a slap on the wrist and said, don't do it again. Here's your wind tunnel time. And it doesn't harm them. So Ferrari should
No, because they knew before the end of the year. So they went during the time. They said, okay, let's get everything done now.
That's it.
So, okay. In that turn there, can we say that Ferrari this year should do the same thing as the Red Bull?
They should do more.
Blow off their thing there, make a car, unless the FIA decides to change all the rules again. And how are you going to stop this domination here now?
Wait, they even changed the rule, on Friday, right?
For the
DRS zone.
Yeah.
It's not even... They're at the racetrack, and now they're changing the rule.
But this race, fine, it's a race, so whatever, you can't really pass.
Exactly.
You can't really pass in this track. It's fine, it's whatever
it is. Well, you can't really pass. They took away the...
but I'm not only saying that. It's also, as of Friday, they change, so now you have this whole thing that with the sprint. So you're Friday, you have your setup, and that's your setup for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Why don't they let that go a bit? Yeah. Let the driver, if he sees that on Friday it's not working and on the qualifying it's not working, let him change the setup on the fly. What the hell does that matter to you?
Well, they changed McLaren and who else did that? I think even Haas too.
Haas.
They said, okay, we're going to do our stuff during the sprint.
Exactly.
They had 17 laps. They used those 17 laps to do
their... Yeah, but that's not fair. It's not, you know, your rules are so rigid that it's got to be like this.
Yeah, for some people. Rigid for some people, but not for others.
Okay.
That the FIA go in favor.
Anyway,
no, but my question is this. Are they going... How are you going to kill now this domination?
You can't.
You can't?
No.
Unless another team comes. Come out and say, okay, we're changing the whole status again.
The whole
again.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Unless another team comes and... gives them competition,
destroys them.
Well, yeah. it's only
the only one that's gonna do that is
Ferrari.
So we're waiting till they're coming with the upgrades and
okay. But hold on, even if they do, and then next year they change everything again. So what's the use?
We're only assuming at this point. We don't know if they're changing.
Well, Ferrari is gonna change the car.
Ferrari are already in the midst of changing.
They're gonna change the car.
They are changing the car.
Well, what happens if they say? Red Bull next year says, my drivers have a sore back. We have to change all the floors again.
Red Bull doesn't have that much power.
It's Mercedes
has that much. That's power. How we say, but we don't know. All right?
That's a Toto Wolff thing.
Yeah.
So how do you
and the actors that are getting out of the car.
How do you explain Mercedes? Soon you're going to have a guy to lift up Hamilton out of the car.
The jaws of life.
How do you train?
Take out the halo, jaws of life.
How do you explain Mercedes' drop? Like, I mean, it's 2 years now. They're
2 years.
2 years ago, they were still, you know. Now, last year and this year, they're really, like, even this year is really, they're down.
Mass, you have something to answer to Zavari?
Is he playing golf?
I don't know. I say they went with the wrong design.
They went really.
But, you know, I mean, Mercedes is like Ferrari. It's not like, you know, it's a team that they have the means to improve. But to drop, like, they're not even...
Yeah, but once you miss...
Yeah, but they're... exactly. The upgrades that they brought didn't work.
They didn't work.
So.
Or does it mean that the other team are improving?
Are improving.
The improvements are there.
Yeah, but...
The potential is there.
Look.
I find that the F1 is healthy. The mid-packs are getting better. It's healthy stuff.
No.
They're still far away.
They're not that far away. They're not two seconds away anymore.
Yeah, but no, they're not seconds away. But
it depends also on the which circuit they're racing. You have some circuits that are way behind.
Well, this year I didn't see in qualifying that they were way behind.
We only saw how many races.
Yeah, but the first 10, you can count the first 10 places, they're about a second. But the rest of them, like you go to 15, 16, 17, they're about a second and a half, almost a second and three quarters.
Alfa Romeo was horrible, man.
Listen, Mercedes was already 1 second and a half behind on the qualifying. So I don't understand what you're talking about to Ferrari and Red Bull. So I don't know where you're coming from.
Yeah, but that's this race.
Yeah.
Okay, but the races before,
I'm talking about
they were
about
the closest that they ever been. Everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Even the first race.
Depending on, look, me what I hated was this comment. The last three positions are Ferrari's engine.
Yeah, but what do you want to do? Bottas came in four times or whatever. He came in.
Yeah,
it was in the pits.
But what's the guy for Ferrari? It's not just with the engine.
It's a supplier.
But what is it? I don't care about that. I mean, if
the Ferrari itself was there, then it was a. It means something, you know what I mean?
Still have your American staff there.
Because, you know, like, Alfa Romeo is a different car. It's a different car. It's just the power unit is Ferrari's, but that doesn't mean any. Haas is a different car. If they screwed up on their setup, it's their problem. It had nothing to do with Ferrari's engine.
Yes, but the commentating is saying...
Why you listen to these people?
It sounds British. What do you think?
Why you listen to the Italian TV? Watch it on the Italian TV.
I didn't watch it. I enjoyed the first two laps. I liked it, and I saw that the car was, you know, really, really. You could tell that the car was.
It's better.
Yeah, you could have seen the body language on the car, you know.
But even towards the end, Charles Leclerc was popping in fastest laps.
I didn't say that it wasn't good. The car was good. It's not good enough yet to be under tail.
Okay, hold on, Mike. I understand what you're saying, but. When you see that you cannot catch up to the others, so you're gonna just, you know, go at a certain speed and just follow.
You're talking to who? For Leclerc?
Leclerc.
I don't care. But what I want to pick is on Sainz. He could have taken Alonso today.
But Sainz had problems since Friday. He had problems with his car.
I think it's only just a big excuses.
Okay, so what do you think? What are you saying about Sainz then? Get it out there.
Say. I told you that it's just a...
So we have to change him?
No.
I don't say have to change, but at least prove something. Do something.
He proved himself. Last year, was that he done good?
Last year, we're talking about...
Well, this year, his car's not going good.
You know the way science is.
Yeah.
And
on top of that, he's good in the second half.
That's what gets me nervous. He doesn't even try. I mean, never.
But it's
even
not
close
that he doesn't
long,
try.
So.
You don't know. You're not there. You don't know how.
And we don't even hear the radio messages anymore from them.
A and B. Plan A was good, and now we're going to Plan C.
What do you want to change? If you want to go to Plan C, maybe it would have been better if they would have went to Plan C. We don't know.
But what is Plan C? How do you
maybe
know
he had to change tires or something.
But anyways, you know, everybody knows that Sainz, after the fourth or fifth race, he starts to pick
that's
up his
you know that. That's
races.
That's what he is. He's
that's why
he
I asked.
Slow.
What was his excuse?
Well, he said his car wasn't going good.
That, but he also played the role of blocking the cars behind him to allow Leclerc to have a chance to retain his first place. He was there as a supporting cast, and he played an excellent role in that one.
Well, not first place, because he was...
No, up to that point, it's for the top-tier guys.
Top
they
three.
Battle among themselves. But for him acting as a barrier, a blocker, as an obstacle, it made it hard for the others behind him to pass. He played his role as a supporting
Hamilton
cast.
Hamilton would never have catched, not even Alonso Hamilton, okay? He was only close to the Sainz, and that's it.
Yeah, but even Russell couldn't advance. He had problems. Stroll had problems to pass because the guy is playing his role. I think Sainz did a good guy. He accepted his role as a number two driver. a dysfunctional car because of his complaints, and he did. He did well for the team, I find.
Yeah.
So to get rid of Sainz, no, we cannot generalize after four races here. Five races? How many?
Four.
I just want to make sure on that one.
But well, what's Miami important next is,
yeah,
they got American points races. On the sprint,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they got points in the race, which equals championship points, which is.
It's
good.
No,
it's
good.
Better.
He had
good.
Good.
What's his point? Where is he?
In third place.
He's in third now.
Who's this?
Frank.
Charles Leclerc.
No.
Charles Leclerc is always
way back. He had.
Yeah, but
he's
he
in
got
sixth
all
place
the points today.
He's in sixth place.
He's the one that got most.
15 points he got.
15 plus 8 on the sprint.
And play.
No,
13.
Not 8, 7. 7 on the sprint. 7 or 6 on the sprint.
I'd say 7 first.
First, yeah, but
he was second.
He was second on the sprint.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got 7.
8? Is
first?
No, it's 7 first. Plus, he got the first fastest lap.
Fastest
no?
lap. Yeah.
That made him 8.
No, but they don't give you a point.
Yeah, they give him.
Yeah, it's for
yeah,
fastest,
course,
lap.
Fastest
yeah.
lap.
Fastest
yeah.
lap, yeah.
No, in the race, not in the.
Okay.
Sprint.
In the sprint,
check
no
it out.
Fastest lap? No?
Check, I don't. Check it out. Check it
yeah,
out.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Well,
there's a lot to say. I was impressed that the 41-year-old Alonso, the way he passed Sainz to take the fourth position by cutting him on the inside. Again, that's professionalism at his best. Hülkenberg, wow. I can't believe this guy came out of retirement. He's not showing anything. He's good. Is Kubica good? How come he's not there? Yeah, that seems full of crap.
Still, Hülkenberg is not that good.
No, he's not good at all, man.
No.
Look,
what is
when you have these guys coming out of retirement, with the exception of Alonso, I think the guy was he's amazing and he still shows
Joey,
it. These older guys, get rid of them.
Let me tell you
no,
why.
No, no, I'm going to tell you.
On retirement. Let me tell you why.
No. Yeah, he's on retirement. So let him tell
you know why?
Bad,
because he was couldn't get a seat. It's not because it's himself that left. He couldn't get a seat no more.
Yeah, so that tells
you
something.
He was such a lousy driver that nobody wanted him. This is why he retired.
Nobody wanted him.
No.
Look, in this season, you have Nick De Vries.
Well,
but he's Dutch. But he's Dutch, right? So how do you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
So you have Nick De Vries that comes back. You have Piastri. Oscar Piastri.
Yeah.
Just to say that
he's,
you have new faces.
Yeah.
Piastri is there.
Yeah.
You have Sargent from Williams. Another new face from there. So get rid of the Hülkenberg guy. Not Alonso.
You can't bring anybody else from there.
Why not? Where's Mick Schumacher? Bring
him. Allowed to.
Mick Schumacher works for
Mercedes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just to say that you still have the youth, so you could always get that loan.
Okay.
But
loans does exist among
loan.
Teams.
They have these.
How
Mick Schumacher destroyed Haas's budget.
40s?
You didn't know that or what? That's the only reason 40s? Why they got rid of him.
Nick De Vries is destroying AlphaTauri's budget. He crashed during his qualification. He crashed on turn 3. And
how old is Hamilton?
41.
And how old is
Hülkenberg?
31.
30, 30,
no.
No, I don't think he's
39 or something.
Nah, I'll say he's like in his late 40s.
So what we're saying, getting rid of the old people.
No, no. What I'm saying, which you're not comprehending, or you have to look at the context of what I'm trying to get at.
I know what you're
saying.
No.
I would have brought back Vettel instead.
Oh my goodness. No, what I'm saying is that if you did nothing in your career and you retired, don't come back because you still won't do anything. Alonso did something in his career.
But by the way,
he came back and he's still good. Don't say Vettel because the guy is full of crap. Because
Vettel
zero,
brought
and that's
that
why he's
car
not there.
Where it is, by the way.
Vettel, it's a zero. The guy's a negative zero.
Ask Alonso. What
I don't
have
to ask him anything.
Did.
The guy's busy dating Taylor Swift, a 19-year-old or someone that's way younger than him. Forget
like,
about him.
She's
33. Okay, it's another 20-year difference.
I wish I could have done the same.
Yeah, me too. Four championships Vettel's got. Alonso's got
come back, win the title.
Oh,
Alonso's still proving himself with an underachieving car.
Okay,
why are we arguing about? Let's talk about.
It's Vettel that made that car for Alonso, by the way, just to let you know.
Yeah, but Sainz is still complaining.
Okay,
he's like Aston William. Because I thought you said that Vettel made the car for Ferrari all comfortable.
No.
Then as soon as you said Alonso, it just ruined my thoughts on that one. You bastard. Yeah, but we're not giving credit to Vettel. He's no longer there because he sucks. So I'm giving full credit to Alonso because again, how he passed Sainz is something that Vettel wouldn't do without crashing the car.
Okay.
If Vettel would have been in the same position attempting to pass Alonso on lap 4, he would have crashed on the inside.
Leclerc is very fast. He's good and all that. But how many did he crash?
Who's this?
Leclerc.
How many times did he lose first place?
Forget. This year?
Then we can say the same thing for Gasly. How come he's still there if we're talking about crashes? Stop it.
Gasly doesn't have a car.
I feel, Leclerc I feel had bad a car. For Gasly.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I don't like him that much, but I still feel bad. Okay. Anything else?
They are.
I don't know, but our Massimo didn't say shh.
Yeah. He's playing golf.
On his iPad. Mass, are you there? Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll say something.
Which listening is for the audience. You're not part of the audience, you're part of this podcast. We need your input on this. Okay, instead of Haas acquiring Hülkenberg, was there another better option or maybe an F2 that you're familiar with? Because I don't know any pilots in F2 right now.
Well, there's the one for Ferrari.
Schwartzman.
No, but he's not in driving. He's test driver.
Yeah,
but he's not driving for F2.
No, I'm talking about the guy who won the championship last year.
But he's sitting down in case one of those two get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so can they loan him to Haas?
Schwartzman.
So can they loan him?
Why? We need him to do our test stuff. Why would you want to give him away?
We'll make Hülkenberg do the testing and you send the young guys to do the
testing to afford
Hülkenberg. I don't know. I just want to get rid of the old folks. That's all. Look, Lando Norris, my stud. That guy is still up there making points.
Yeah. Where?
For sure.
Are you sure?
Where?
Does he even have a point?
Does he even have a point?
I don't think he has a point.
It was impressive that during qualifying, Lando Norris got 7th, which was better.
Really impressive.
But yeah.
Guys, what's so important?
Yeah, because in the race, he made it 9th, which is good for an underachieving car for McLaren not being the best car that it is. The guy made it in 9th and qualifying, he made 7th. That's good. He's...
He lost two places, though.
Yeah, instead of going forward.
He made, okay, fine. Bottas couldn't make it. Well-experienced driver, well-knowledgeable. The car is roughly the same with McLaren.
No,
can we say that? Alfa and McLaren is roughly the same.
No, don't ever mix the two.
Anyways, the young buck is the way to go. The Japanese guy, Tsunoda, he's doing good.
Who?
Middle pack guy, but he's still doing good.
He's actually a half Tsunoda.
Tsunoda. T-S-U-N-O-D-A.
He speaks better Italian than all of us.
Tsunoda. When I get upset about these things.
That's Italian more than us.
Well, AlphaTauri is Italian.
Sure. You're going to kill me.
Speaking of AlphaTauri, they're going to be losing their head. Should Ferrari go get him?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Why?
What for?
I don't know.
He did
where
a lot for AlphaTauri.
Why you have to go get mid-level? Why you have to go get mid-level talent?
No.
You know, if you have to go poach, go poach from Mercedes and Red Bull.
Yeah, but we'll see. Okay.
You already did.
Look, at qualifying, I found it very exciting that Leclerc and Verstappen had the exact same numbers. So doesn't that tell you something, that the technology is good, the strategy is good? Given that the numbers were the same, it means that they could compete with each other. That's an indicator that Ferrari's not that far behind.
Like Ferrari's good for one lap.
Two.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Two laps.
That
that's why I was
good
excited.
In qualifying.
As soon as they open the DRS,
they're gone.
Well,
that's how he lost to Perez, Leclerc. Because when the DRS came in on that straightaway, he lost his position there.
They limit the DRS.
No. Ferrari should find a way.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Last year's cars, okay, you could have followed. Right? Remember?
This year you have to follow less.
This year you can't even follow.
Yeah,
you can't even pass.
They could follow, but not
could
as...
Follow.
No, this year they were complaining.
Because they raised the floor. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Mercedes complained. We raised the floor. No more passing.
So now, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, last year with all the trouble with the floor, all the trouble with the bumping, all the trouble.
How many years have you guys been following Formula One?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mercedes dictates.
So, and it's always the same story. So.
Well, Mercedes left F1, everybody was happy.
Mercedes didn't leave F1.
Yes.
When did they leave F1?
They still supplied engines.
Yeah, they still supplied an engine, but they didn't have a car them.
themselves. Your McLaren was their car.
Yeah.
When Mika Häkkinen and David Coulthard were there.
Yeah, Fritz
Rosa.
No. Fritz, what do you
call it? The bus line in Italy, that.
Okay. Okay, let's stop this conversation. We have to switch up.
Arrow.
We got to switch up.
No, no, I have another question. During the sprint, Verstappen was driving with a damaged body car.
Yeah,
is that
because
legal?
Of your best buddy.
That's not the question. Oh, Goomba, but that's
so
not the question.
Russell, he's so great.
Because he's a young buck. Of course he's great.
Yes, he's so great.
Did you see face to face?
Even though Verstappen did all that before.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
so that's why.
When he went to see him.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? He deserved to be shown his back. You could swear all you want, because when Verstappen did it, the guy gets the minimum of penalties. Remember when he did it to Hamilton? It was all the minimum of penalties. The guy could have killed someone. Oh, no, we're only going to get...
Oh, even Hamilton almost
even
killed him.
Means. That was crazy, though.
Hamilton was crazy.
So the point I'm getting at, Russell turned his back on that argument. Good, keep it like that. Because like the young...
He still called him a dickhead.
Okay, so, but with that damaged body part...
Verstappen does not forgive or forget.
No, he told them. He said, wait, next
worried,
time.
Just worried.
Yeah, because he knows that the FIA is on his side, so he's going to do what he can just to get him off track, but not to hopefully...
Hey, listen,
not
if they
want to
go crash each other, let them go.
Let them go, yeah. That's all. Get rid of all outs, I don't care.
Yeah, but in terms of standings, it's not going to help out Ferrari. If Ferrari gets 1-2 of that race in terms of standings, they're not getting closer. Well, they are getting closer, but they're not going to put them in first place.
No, but still.
Because it seems like it's early to say, but they're running away with it this
race,
unfortunately. Okay, so the question that I wanted to ask...
Jesus, you still didn't ask it.
Yeah, because you interrupted me saying that the young buck is what's damaged. With the damaged body of the car that he had, with that big hole, is it still legal to drive that?
Yeah. Yes.
With that damage?
Dangerous.
As long as it wasn't going...
Is there any parts are flying off?
Well, okay. Ask Magnussen that question.
Yeah. See what the answer is.
And...
That's it?
No.
Oh.
Can Hamilton still drive with his jewelry, even though there's no rule against... There's a rule against that?
Because he
still has that nose ring, he still
has
the earring.
He has the lawyer backing him up for that. So.
And what about his back?
His back is much better, though.
He's the one that started.
Doesn't he have a new trainer?
Yeah.
He has a new trainer.
Yeah. That girl's no more there.
No.
Yeah, so. I think he molested him.
What's wrong with you? They left on business
terms. Yeah.
On business terms?
Yeah, they left. She
left. Sure?
She wanted to do something else.
I was just kidding.
She was cheating on her husband. One of the two.
But
and
I didn't think she was a personal trainer. Really.
She was. She's been since
20.
She was a Mercedes image, no?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
More or less.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she was a good lady.
We're just kidding around.
And the sprint.
Yeah. Jesus, you're still not finished.
No, because I don't like this sprint idea, because you have your because
you don't like the Friday sprint, or you don't
no,
like the
qualifying, it's associated, that's it. The qualifying is associated to the Sunday positioning. Good, I understand that. And then you have the Saturday, you have the shootout in the morning. Sorry, you have that race in the morning, and then you have to race it again in after. But how much does this car have to take a beating? It takes a beating.
That was my question. Because
when you're doing competitive racing, which is a sprint, you're damaging the car at a higher rate than you are in qualifications.
And you have a greater
chance. Why don't you just do free practice, qualify, race?
So imagine if you get into an accident.
Yeah, on the
you
on
don't
the
have
sprint.
No
you're
time.
Finished.
You can't fix it.
You're finished.
You can't fix it.
No, you always have your backup cars.
No, there's no backup car.
We're saying De Vries crashed his car and he got a new car the next day.
Yeah, they were fixing it. It was the same car, though.
It's just
it's a 24-hour.
Yeah. But don't
ask the mechanics if they had a lot of fun over there.
But don't forget, this all goes against your cap now.
Yeah.
So that's why the sprint, I don't think it's a great idea over here. It's just,
it
destroys your car.
It isn't a great idea, because if it was a great idea, then you should let
the FIA
want
to come up with it.
Give the teams more components.
Yes, and that's it. Because during the qualification, Magnussen had a complaint that his power is failing, that he couldn't control his car anymore. So then they tried to regulate that for the next day. That power unit is still going to be destroyed. And then by the race, the guy has nothing.
Yeah, that's why the guy, for Haas said, well, okay, then we have to do on a sprint. We have to set up our car.
Because it was only one practice.
One practice.
Anyway, whatever. That's this new thing.
Yeah.
And what happened to
Latifi? I'm not a fan of it, but whatever.
Latifi, where'd he go? Where'd he end up?
He's gone.
Latifi. Yeah, I know he's no longer there, and the guy Sargent took over. But what's happened with him? He retired. He's gone. He's out of it.
Didn't he go to
who's this?
Latifi.
Latifi.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd he go?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done? Oscar Pastry. I could always continue, man. I could always continue.
No.
Okay. Go. It seems like you want to go. Yeah, but I want to hear from Max first before we switch topic.
He's listening.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's the audience now.
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
It's all done.
No.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. NHL.
What about it?
What about it?
Today, two
Boston
games.
Should win.
Two games. Most important one.
Yeah, I know. Both games are super important. Yeah. There's so much implications on this.
But yeah, whoever wins goes
ahead.
Okay,
you're Boston fans. What? Mm-hmm. Are you not scared?
No.
No?
No, it's not that. Yeah, defending Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah, I'd be scared if I were
in regular season history.
What would that be scared? Wait, I'm going to lose what? My house? Why should I be scared?
You're not going to lose your house, but you're going to lose, Boston.
Yeah, so what?
I'm bragging all year. Oh, Boston this, Boston
that. Doesn't mean they're going to win the Stanley Cup. You know?
Of course not.
So
even if Toronto loses,
Toronto's
we still say
Canada.
Boston this, Boston that.
But they, yeah,
we're not like you, what? Right, baby of the Islanders.
I didn't say anything all season. You guys were talking about the Islanders.
I
wasn't.
I see you have a brown nose to Massimo.
No, yeah,
Massimo.
Austin Matthews.
Did you guys celebrate the Toronto?
John Tavares.
First round?
Yeah, former Islanders right there. Our winner.
That was an ex-Islander.
Yeah, Bast. You have to say something about your Toronto
team. Did you guys celebrate that you finally went through the first?
It's not.
It's not.
After since 2004, that's almost 20 years ago, Stan, they went through the first round.
You should be happy. Weren't you excited? True.
Not that they won anything.
I thought I saw you on the ground there.
First round.
In the front row, I saw you.
I thought I saw you there, jumping up and down with, hey, Toronto, you know.
Yeah, with the flying.
He had his son on his shoulders.
No, I think it would be the other way around. Daniel will have him on the shoulder.
You can't afford
he's
it.
He's trying to speak something.
You couldn't afford it? You couldn't afford it? No, you had to go outside with all the fans outside.
Outside.
The Leaf Nation.
Was Daniel there? Okay, so what's your prediction for tonight? No.
Nah, they're going to wake up tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a...
Exactly. I think they should. The first round should be just the ones that qualified, except for the ones that won, you know, that won their divisions, and then you meet them.
But it used to be like
you got a bye, you know.
It used to be like that.
Yeah, but the you know what? It's too many games.
Exactly. It will be too many games, Mike. Let's see.
Yeah, I know. Money. Never mind about the money. Like you just
what about
said,
the players?
The season for Boston had okay. They beat the record in points. They beat the record in goals. They beat this. They beat that. They're going to get kicked out there.
Well,
was
we don't know,
it?
But...
Was it worth it?
Yes.
This is their hardest game.
Okay, hold on. Because if you don't count the season, then, you know, like you play just to go in the eighth position.
Whoever wins, wins.
You know? But then, if you want to count the season, you want to count the so then you should have only the four or five. What is it? How many division is there?
There's four.
There's four first teams should fight it out, and that's it. All the rest should be eliminated.
Okay, to me. Florida gave a lot of problems to Boston,
but that's the only team,
and Ottawa. It was the two teams that Boston had problems with. Okay. And those are the two teams.
Okay, now
Ottawa's out.
Now, let's say Boston wins. Boston has no problem with any other team now. It's going to be smooth sailing. If they lose, they lose.
Yeah, but this is what I'm
saying. That's on them, though.
Yeah,
if they lose.
Okay, but that's it's back on them.
Yeah, it's like the Islanders.
Well, so then
look, the Islanders won 5-1 one game, right? That wasn't the game that they needed to win. The game that they needed to win, they lost.
And they're out.
And they're out.
But
that, you didn't play that game that you needed to play. Well, you're out.
But yeah. Islanders shouldn't even be there.
But they,
why? They won the games that they needed to win to be there.
No, it's because the teams that were there before the Islanders were on a cold streak. And that's how the Islanders made their way in.
I don't care how
they had to depend on other teams to lose to get in.
Why go to the 8th position when the 8th position's got 40 points less than Boston? Why go there? It shouldn't be that way. It should be a series of the first top four teams, and that's it.
Okay.
All the rest didn't qualify, get out.
Yeah, okay.
That's why.
Tell that to the commissioner where you're going to lose money on that.
It's not going to happen. I understand that. I understand that. But this is the end result. That the first top team is going to be eliminated tonight, and it's all over.
But did you
the second team.
Did you know that the first versus eighth, percentage-wise, is almost 50-50?
Yeah.
First versus
eighth. I don't forget. The Panthers are playing for their lives.
They're playing. But everybody's going to play for their lives.
No.
Need
look at Tampa. What did Tampa
do? Who cares about Tampa? I'm talking
about care about Tampa because they're good. They're a good team.
Tampa lost against Toronto, right?
Yeah. But
they were supposed to win that game.
How do you know?
That's the game you need to win or else you're out. So that's when you have to bring your best play. And you didn't bring it? Well, there you go.
But you can also argue for Tampa, the last 3 years, they've been playing a lot of hockey.
Yes. Okay. That, yes.
They won 2 Stanley Cups. Yeah. They went to a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hockey. That team has had no rest for the last 3 years.
And who's the next thing? It's Seattle. Colorado and thing?
And Seattle.
And
Seattle.
Kraken! Kraken!
Yeah.
It's the name of the Seattle franchise.
So that,
it's a squid.
Even Seattle.
I want calamari now.
This is their first year?
Their second year.
Second year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under Ron Francis.
They're going to beat the Colorado.
Right? I have a feeling that they're going to beat them. Yeah.
No, Colorado's taking this all the way. No. Okay. Look. So.
It's 3-2 for the calamari.
No, it's
3-2 for calamari.
No, it's 3-3.
No, it's 3-3.
Both games are 3-3. Both games are 3-3.
It's 3-3.
This is the last game.
And tomorrow's going to be 3-3 also for the...
Kedich.
Okay.
Everything
else. Last game, Colorado.
Los Angeles and
Edmonton.
No, Edmonton advanced.
Yeah. And it's New Jersey and New York.
And New York tomorrow, yeah.
You see, that's a game.
New Jersey.
Edmonton and L.A., right?
Yeah.
You see how L.A. came out? They came out playing hard. Bam, 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 bam. Well,
yeah,
they lost.
Connor
they
McDavid.
Lost. Okay, they lost. You know what I mean? But they gave it all that they could give.
Yeah.
Not like Boston. Boston wasn't giving all that they could give against
what?
Panthers.
But no. Why should they?
What?
Because
what
you have to win.
You're 40 points ahead of them. They shouldn't give that. It's the same thing with Edmonton.
But you're playing
LA.
The last game, Mike. It's either you're going to go to the last game. So what
you haven't seen the last game yet. Let them play, then we are.
Yeah,
here.
But last game, I have to say, last game, I think Boston's defense and goalies.
And goalies, they suck.
Said that. They were leading 4-3.
Yeah.
And
you could have
let
the game
four
away
let
there.
Them back
yeah.
right away.
Exactly.
When then you're winning 5-4. You should close the game down. There was like 10 minutes left. Close the game down.
No, 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
Yeah,
left.
And they then after that Florida scored, and then they scored another one, and then they put an empty net and they scored the 7th goal. Even after the 4th goal, I would have changed. I would have taken out Ullmark and put in Swayman.
Man, do something.
Yeah.
This is why I asked at the beginning. We had a conversation. Is the coach the right coach? Who is this guy?
I think he is the right coach. The only thing is that
he made a mistake. I tell you right now, if it was Julien, Ullmark would have been out after 3 goals.
Yeah. Most probably.
Okay.
But, he gave him confidence.
Okay. We're done with hockey?
No, I have a lot to say.
Hurry up.
I have a lot. Okay, I'm going to try to hurry up on this, I guess. Okay.
Come on.
The season...
Don't talk about the Canadians because we don't want to...
Yeah, no, we're talking about...
No, I'm going to emphasize on the Bruins. The season is not a waste, even though that the Bruins got the number one. They broke the records for a reason because they are good. Now, Bruce Cassidy had the same core. Now, Julien had the same core. They couldn't break them to the season, to break the season, to have the record that they have. This coach did it. So to answer your question, Anthony, this is the coach for the Bruins. He worked it out. What's even more impressive with this coach, because surprisingly with the Bruins, that they're very good in drafting. This year is an exception that they got a lot of acquired players. If I look at their top six lines, there's acquired players. If I look at the top four defensemen, there's acquired players. So I'm impressed that Don Sweeney made a lot of good transactions where these players were able to be fused into this team, understand the role that they have, that they have to follow, because the coach allowed them to do it. If you had these new acquired players under Julien, it would not work, and they wouldn't get the season, the success that they have today. If they had it under Bruce, and I agree with you, if they had it with Bruce Cassidy, they wouldn't do the same. So I really like this coach. If he wins the Jack Adams, which I think he will, he deserves it 110%.
Fine.
Even with the assistant coach that left, Rodolfo or whatever his name is, he ended up going to Northwest University. He went to the NCAA division. He should stay there. Because when he tried to do the power play last year for the Bruins, it didn't work out for them. But whatever Jim Montgomery brought in, which I don't know who his assistant coaches are, they made a big fucking difference. He's the guy. Now, going back to the playoffs, what the Bruins did bad. I saw all their games. I love the way they play on every single game. They had consistency. Like soccer, they had puck possession. When you have the puck, that means you're not playing defense. Their defense is good. The neutral zone turnovers was amazing. Was in the favor of the Bruins. What sucked is that Allmark was playing like Brizgalov. Unfortunately, game 7, where everything has to be on the line, you got to put in Swayman, because I think this younger guy, I know you vets don't like that, the younger guy is going to work out. I am glad that when Allmark was kicked out in the last 10 minutes or 5 minutes of the game because of the little commotion that he had with Kachuk, you had Swayman in there, he had his little 5 minutes, his 10 minutes, his little feel. I think that this is the younger guy that you have to give him the pressure that when it happens that your number one goalie doesn't work, you got to put in the second guy. This second guy, I think, is going to win the Jennings Trophy. The same thing as Allmark is going to do. Because, again, Bob Esenza, their coach, the goalie coach, is amazing. He made two good goalies amazing. The same way as when he had Rask and when he had Halak, he had two goalies. They both won the Jennings, which is amazing because that's what your coaching staff is going to do. So, again, if you're going from Neely, Sweeney, coaching staff, we cannot touch that because these guys are good. They know how to build a solid foundation. Now, going back to the game, the problem that the Bruins have is that they cannot contain. They cannot contain Kachuk, who's having a fucking good season against these guys, and they cannot contain Sam Bennett, which is a guy that Florida acquired just to shut down the Bruins for this moment. Because when he was in the Western Division playing against LA, where he was playing with Calgary, when he had a series against LA, when he had a series against Edmonton, he was able to shut down McDavid and he was able to shut down Kopitar. He was the main guy for that. And he's doing the same thing on the first line. So the way the Bruins are playing, do not touch that, because without Krejci, they won the game. When Krejci was there, it's a bit iffy. Without Bergeron, they won the game. Now that he came back, it was impressive that he was able to score that first goal on the first game that he came back. But other than that, you cannot blame it on the players that are playing the game. It's more like the goal. I think the problem here is the goalie. We have Brizgalov in nets. Get rid of him. Let's put in Swayman. If they lose, unfortunately, this is the turnout, because this is now the breakdown of the team. Florida, these guys are on their high horse. When they won game 5, they say, we're going to take game 6 and we're going to take game 7. Now I'm done. Let's go clockwise. Start with Anthony and then we're going to end up this way.
I'm going to go back to your first point. Okay? Your first point about coaching the head coach.
Don't interrupt him.
In the playoffs, you have to win 4 games minimum. You have to win 4 games in a series to beat another team. In the season, you might have a back-to-back against the same team, but then the game after is against another team who might be on a slump, or another team, and so on and so forth. So the season's a season. The playoffs are the playoffs. You're facing this team a minimum of 4, a maximum of 7 times. You have to win 4 games. That, for me, makes or breaks a coach. Because with this core, you shouldn't be losing to Florida. I'm sorry. I know Tkachuk is having a great season, but it's full of shit. It's because error upon error, upon error, and mainly from the defense and the goalie. The defense, game number 2, Boston should have won that game, and it's all because of Brandon Carlo. Once he couldn't get the freaking puck
out. My name, don't put it too much.
Okay? He couldn't get the puck out, and Florida scored. Yeah. And he can't do it. Because why? Florida's a bit quicker, and he can't handle it. He can't clear in front of the net. He can't give visibility for the goalie where the puck is. What is he doing there?
Okay. Mike?
I've got nothing to say because all this is full of shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying this, okay? He's what he, I don't know what the hell he said.
Okay. Anyone listening?
I don't know what he said. And he's right, probably because of mistakes on top of mistakes on top of mistakes. So if this coach is really that good for 72 games, fine. 82. I give it to you. 80 games, I give it to you.
82.
But now, he's a fucking jackass right now because he can't control the fucking team.
Okay.
He's getting pushed around. Yeah, because of this Kachuk and this Bennett guy. I mean, you put a guy on top of his face there, he won't do nothing, right? Instead, no, you leave him free to do whatever the fuck he wants to do, right?
Hmm.
And this is the end result.
Okay.
Brandon Carlo's a big guy.
Okay.
Clear him out of the front of the net.
There, fuck it. What are you scared? You're scared, don't go in
and
play.
And then if you're a coach, last game you should have pulled out Allmark. I would have done it.
Yeah. Like you were saying. Come on. Now, can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay, like you were saying, there's two guys on that team that are killing the Boston Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Or is it the Boston Bruins that are killing themselves?
They're not killing themselves.
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes, they are.
If they're able to score five goals, it's because the structure is working for them. Is that Brizgalov let everything in?
No, it's because they're a better team.
No.
It's just that they're not putting everything together. Exactly. That's all it is.
If you saw the quality of goals that Florida did versus the quality goals that Boston did, there's a big discrepancy. Example, last game, all of five goals that Boston did was perfect textbook plays. The shorthanded goal was a forced forecheck, back pass because he knew that DeBrus was going to go there to support. He scored. Perfect. The power play goal, Bertuzzi to Pastrnak. Beautiful backhand pass because it's structured. It's textbook. Now, when Florida scored, they just go towards the faceoff circle, blind shot, because Brizgalov is in nets, it's going in, and that's what happened.
Why? Because there's nobody clearing
like Brizgalov in every single
There's nobody been. Clearing out the net, that's why.
No, there's those are shots that the goalie Allmark is supposed to see. Mr. Guy that has a 2.1 goals against average is supposed to make those saves, but he's not.
The goalie. You're saying it's the guy. It's the coach.
It's the goalie. The overtime was because of the goalie. You're blaming Carlo. Okay, Carlo gets one blame.
No, game number two.
Yes, but then fine.
Even
the last overtime, Brizgalov / Allmark, he's trying to do a forced backhand clearance. No, go forehand. Brodeur did that. Everybody behind you that were good with the puck that invented this. Brodeur did that. He always went forehand.
Yeah.
Marty Turco, he was good with the ball. He always went forehand. Patrick Roy, forehand. Luongo, forehand. Then this guy forced an overtime a backhander while the guy is being forechecked.
Okay, next.
Check out that.
Soccer.
Oh, man, there's so much.
Quickly.
What's happening?
Quickly. Yeah,
you guys
eight
are
minutes
destroying
left.
Everybody.
Let's go.
Okay,
quick.
Saverio, talk.
Go.
Okay, I have so much to say about you.
Napoli's taking over or not?
Took over. We won. The championship was over quite a while ago.
Okay. And they're celebrating.
They're celebrating. It's a month and a half they've been celebrating. And they're still going at it.
Okay.
And they're just going, it's just a mathematic thing. But technically, it's already over.
Okay. Second place?
Lazio.
Do they deserve to be there? I'm not sure, guys.
Don't tell me Inter is going to be there.
I didn't say Inter, Mike. There is five teams that are almost three points behind them.
Before we continue with Inter.
And next, not this game, but the game after, it's going to be Milan-Lazio.
Okay, why did the Juventus get their points back?
Because
they paid them off, that's why. Okay,
because
our champion guy at Nedved, he got fired with the whole coaching staff, upper coaching staff in order. They all got fired and released because of that. Because they're gonna go to jail, these guys somehow.
They're all gonna go to jail.
Obviously, they quit. It's the best time to quit. Step down, huh? You're crazy.
Surprising. Okay, so why did they get the points back? That's what I want to know.
Why did they get it back? Because the Italian Federation.
How much money did they get? Sucks. That's what I want to know.
How much did they give?
I don't know how much money they gave. How can you?
But what do you mean by points back? The 14 points.
The 14 points
they
lost,
they got them back.
They're in third place now.
Listen, regardless if you want to give them the points back or not, but you do not give them during almost at the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
You do this
either after or you do next year or whatever. What they said, but no? you don't give it them now. So you have teams in there. They were saying, "Oh, Juventus is back. You know, they're 15 points behind. They were not gonna." Now all of a sudden they're ahead of you.
Yeah.
What is it doesn't make sense. I don't know why they even did it, or they should not do anything. But I have a feeling that the FIFA though, they're gonna suspend you from the any Champions League or any European game.
Yeah, but hold on. You're talking about points. What do you mean by points?
Points. The points that they lost.
They lost 14 points. 15 points.
15, yeah.
For cheating. Now they got them back.
They got them back.
So now they're up.
They're in third place.
But that's why they're third place. Because they got them all back.
Yeah. They were in seventh and with the 15
points. So we're not going to look there. They got the first.
Yeah. A little bit more if Napoli would have had a shittier season. With,
15 more points.
If they would have went into a slump.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
That's
like for the FIA.
FIA, yeah, exactly. How much did they pay?
I'm sorry, they should not have done that. They either don't remove them at all and wait until the end of the season.
Juve.
Or
also the Juve. No,
I don't think so.
Toto Wolff owns the Juve.
I think so.
But what I find strange is all the top management, they all resign, and you go and you say, no, it's not the team's fault. What do you mean it's not the team's fault?
Who's part of it?
So I mean, who was it?
If it's only one guy or two, it's okay. The whole everybody.
All of them.
All of them.
Okay, yeah. Let's speed it up.
How many millions did they pay?
I don't know, that's the problem. Well, then they're never going to let us know. So, okay, next.
Severe knows.
Inter, AC, well, how far are they? They're in fourth, no?
Both of them are fourth. They're
Rome, Inter, and Milan have 57
points.
I hope Rome gets ahead of all these.
No, Rome just tied.
Lazio lost two games in a row. Next game, Lazio is playing Milan. That's a clash game. One of them is going to lose. Or
Milan.
And Coppa Italia, we're at?
Coppa Italia, it's at the final. Inter against Fiorentina.
But I got to say, the women's Roman team won.
Yeah, Rome
the
cup, yeah.
At
least they play better than the men.
Roma, they're having a lot of injuries now. But they can go into the Europa League because there's only four teams left.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing against this team is not that great, while Juve is playing against Seville.
Mm-hmm.
And the winners, they're going to clash together. And whoever wins, they automatically advance to the Champions League.
Okay.
What's up? Oh, what's happening in Champions League?
Champions League.
You have AC Milan and Inter together.
AC Milan against each other. Then you have
that's ridiculous.
And then you have Real. That's Real Madrid against
Napoli, the winners of each.
Yeah,
but you're taking out two Italian, one Italian.
Yeah, they're
team
all
definitely.
Always.
Yes,
yeah,
every
but
time.
The thing is, one Italian team is going to be officially
in the finals.
In the finals.
Yes, and this is amazing for Serie A. We finally have Italian teams here, but. It's not amazing for the Italian national team development. Look at the players in AC and the players in Inter. I cannot count 10 Italian players in both teams together.
No,
Napoli's the same.
Are you kidding?
I cannot count that.
Guys, we only have 2 minutes left. This is a big topic.
AC Milan has a lot of French players, Dutch players, African players. How is it that the national team is going to be good? We're going to depend on Sassuolo and Monza players now.
Exactly. That's what you're
And Monza is really good, eh, this year.
Yeah, but that's what we're depending on for the next national team. Monza.
That's stupid.
You were tied. Well, you like that one.
That's it. I think Juventus has more Italian players than those two teams put together.
No, they have three, four maybe.
Juventus.
Juve.
Guys said, it's not Italian anymore.
I know.
Okay.
It's a done? Sign, actually.
Okay, no, bye. I want to hear Max, fuck. I didn't hear this guy at all.
He was sleeping all week.
Max, talk. Say something. There's a minute. Say something. We're talking about Champions League, that AC Milan and Inter are in the finals. Or some.
No.
Every league is like, yeah.
Now, the German league doesn't have it as much.
No, they do. They're starting also.
Yeah, them too.
Did you see Real Madrid? Not a single Spanish player in the Real Madrid.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Okay. Sorry, Thank but you. We have to end it. Go fast.
Hold on.
What?
Pasta patate.
Okay. Potatoes.
All right. Massimo, stay on the line. Close the thing here.
Okay, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Stay on the line.
Leclerc.
Hey, listeners. Carlo here. I need to hear from you. I want to know how we're doing. Tell me at Tifosi Talk on Anchor app, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Breaker, Pocket Cast, or Twitter at Tifosi Talk 1. You can leave me a voice message, a review, or a tweet. Can't wait to hear from you. Thanks.